From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is considering a brand new order on immigration. The president's statement on Air Force One came after an appellate court unanimously ruled against his order barring refugees and citizens from seven Muslim-majority countries from entering the United States. Trump said Friday that a new executive order could be issued as soon as Monday or Tuesday if the administration decides to pursue that course of action. At a news conference with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Trump said he was confident that government attorneys would be able to overcome an appellate court decision that upheld an injunction against his order.
So we'll be doing something very rapidly having to do with additional security for our country. You'll be seeing that sometime next week. In addition, we will continue to go through the court process, and ultimately, I have no doubt that we'll win that particular case.
The president told reporters on board Air Force One that several options are being considered, including a new executive order. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said he and President Trump reached agreement on a new framework for economic talks, and the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal will be among the topics of discussion. Speaking through a translator, Mr. Abe said his deputy and Vice President Mike Pence will work together to outline a dialogue on economic issues.
Deputy Prime Minister Aso and Vice President Pence will create a new framework for dialogue. And I am quite optimistic that the good results will be seen from the dialogue.
Japan has been concerned about Trump's decision to withdraw from the TPP and his America First strategy. This is VOA News. Authorities in Angola say at least 17 people died and dozens more were injured in a stampede at a football stadium in the north part of the country Friday. Hundreds of people rushed one of the stadium gates before the start of a championship match. In the crush, many fans fell and were trampled by the crowd. Local media said some victims suffocated as bodies piled on top of them. Hospitals reported treating more than 50 injured football fans. Spectators had converged on the stadium in the northwestern town of Uige to watch the championship match of Angola's first division. The UN Refugee Agency said Friday that tens of thousands of people have been displaced amid the latest escalation of fighting along Yemen's western coastline. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler said that as many as 34,000 people had fled their homes after fierce fighting erupted in the port towns of Mocha and Dubab on the Red Sea.
Some 28,000 have been displaced within Taiz governorate, while another 2,600 individuals have fled to the neighboring governorate of Al-Hodeida. A few have also been displaced to Lash and Ib governorates.
Meanwhile, the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights described the situation in Yemen as intolerable for civilians. Rupert Colville said there are credible reports indicating that Houthi-affiliated snipers had shot at families attempting to leave their homes in Houthi-controlled areas. The Yemeni war began 3 years ago when Shiite Houthi rebels and their allies swept down from the north and captured the capital, Sana'a. A Saudi-led military coalition has been helping government forces battle the rebels for nearly 2 years. The United States is downplaying the severity of what is being described as a close encounter between U.S. and Chinese military aircraft over the South China Sea earlier this week. According to U.S. officials, during Wednesday's encounter, a Chinese KJ-200 early warning aircraft passed about 200 meters in front of a U.S. Navy P-3 plane on a routine mission in international airspace between the Chinese mainland and the Philippines. As a result of the Chinese plane's action, the P-3 was forced to make an immediate turn. On Friday, Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis described the incident as a one-off and said that there had been no indication that it was intentional. An update on Wall Street with all three major indices closing higher. European markets finished mixed. Asian markets closed on Friday on the upside. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.